Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is concerned about the proliferation threat posed by the long-range missile program pursued by Pakistan, a nuclear-armed state. During recent remarks at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington, Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer said that if Pakistan keeps developing increasingly sophisticated missile technology, Pakistan would have the capability to strike targets well beyond South Asia, including in the United States, raising real questions about Pakistan's intentions. Deputy National Security Advisor Finer said the United States has raised its concerns with Islamabad, but unfortunately, it is our sense that Pakistan has failed to take these concerns seriously. As a result, the Biden administration has implemented a series of steps to contend with further development of Pakistan's long-range missile systems, noted Mr. Finer.
Over the last year, we've issued three rounds of sanctions against non-Pakistani entities that have provided support to Pakistan's ballistic missile program. And yesterday, we issued sanctions directly against Pakistan's state-owned national development complex, the first time we have sanctioned a Pakistani state-owned enterprise tied to missile development.
In addition to the National Development Complex, or NDC, which oversees Pakistan's long-range missile program, the United States sanctioned three other entities located in Karachi that have worked for the NDC or facilitated procurement of missile-applicable items for the NDC in support of Pakistan's ballistic missile program: Akhtar and Sons Private Limited, Affiliates International, and Rockside Enterprise. Deputy National Security Advisor Finer emphasized that the United States has been a longtime partner with Pakistan in development, on counterterrorism, and other security issues. We've provided support to Islamabad during difficult times, he added, and we continue to desire a cooperative relationship in these areas of shared interest. At a recent press briefing, State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said, "The U.S. is committed to maintain the global non-proliferation regime, and Pakistan is an important partner in that."
However, we have been clear and consistent about our concerns with Pakistan's long-range ballistic missile program.
The Department of State will continue to use sanctions and other tools to protect our national security and ensure that U.S. exporters and U.S. financial systems cannot be abused by proliferators, declared spokesperson Patel. And it's our hope to continue to engage constructively with the Pakistani government on these issues.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.